Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM and 100.1 FM.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. All right here. The River Talk radio network, which includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality, which we have no idea what that means, but it sounds cool after the eclipse, so what the hell. Also, you can see the show today, Facebook Live. We're doing a live stream. I go back and forth with Facebook because I hate it so much, but the live stream, people keep saying, we want to see the train wreck, we want to see the psychodrama. And so it's like, okay, but today in the second hour, all you're seeing is our special guest, live in studio, exclusive guest, Brooke Anderson, membership and marketing coordinator for the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, West Liberty grad, Wheeling resident. And boy, you really are sold on Wheeling, are you not?
I am. I love Wheeling. And it's so funny because, as we previously mentioned, I'm from Kentucky, grew up there. And when I moved here, it was like culture shock and kind of bursted my bubble a little.
What?
When I tell you, like, I didn't know some of the curse words until I moved here. I was kind of in Bible Belt Kentucky. Everyone went to church on Sundays, praise the Lord. I'm not kidding. And I came here and I saw crop tops for the first time, and people were cussing
on men,
out loud.
On men or women?
Women.
Okay.
Yeah. And people were cussing like to their parents.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hate it here.
Yeah.
But honestly, yeah, I needed my bubble to be bursted to like know who I am and kind of figure out what I wanted to be in this world.
So you learned all about cursing when you came here to Wheeling. That is just a great recommendation. That is just great. Thank you so much.
Sorry. No, it's
Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, membership and marketing coordinator. Come to Wheeling, learn how to curse like a sailor. Oh my God! But you actually are I can tell you're a devout Christian person. I tell you why, because of your necklace. You've got this necklace and it's got a cross, not a cruise, it's a cross,
mm-hmm.
but it's weird because it's not hanging the right way. And I tried to help you during the mm-hmm. break on, hey, you need to fix your cross, but you're telling me that's actually the way it's supposed to look though.
Yeah, it's a like fashion choice.
It's a horizontal as opposed to a vertical.
Right.
Okay. I literally did not know that because I'm not big in religion. I'm pretty much of an idiot. But
no, that's okay.
Thank you. But you go to a very interesting church, which is actually the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the listeners about that.
Yeah. So Newbridge Church, which was the Vineyard Church, they kind of outgrew their building on Warden Run Road. They were having to have like 3 services just to try to fit everyone.
Wow.
And ended up going to the Capitol Theater on big events like Christmas and Easter, where they knew a ton of people would be there.
Yeah.
And it ended up working so well that they booked the Capitol every Sunday.
That's Chris Figuretti.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, when I first moved to Wheeling to start doing a morning show on another station that's now, frankly, dying because I'm not there, I had an apartment in North Wheeling,
mm-hmm.
and I rented that apartment from Joe and Gretchen Figuretti, and they're the parents of Chris Figuretti. They're lovely people. Absolutely lovely, lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
North Wheeling was a bit rough. There was a lot of noise outside of my mm-hmm. first floor apartment, I got to tell you, on the high side. I'm like, oh, Jesus, what am I doing? But they're wonderful. But Chris Figuretti, do you ever fall asleep with his sermons?
No, not usually.
Jeez.
But I have to...
There's a rigging endorsement. Not usually, no.
No.
That's good.
No, never. Never. I haven't. I have trouble paying attention in any sense sometimes, so I have to take notes while I'm listening.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I just,
you
like...
You take notes when Chris Figuretti's doing a sermon?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Oh, I write, like, his key points, because there's always key takeaways.
Yeah.
And I'm also, like... You got to think when you're like listening to your teachers or in class and you want to learn something, or you're like, oh, that makes sense. Let me write that down so I remember. Really? That's kind of the same thing for me. And also it makes sure that I'm listening, because so often when I'm in sermon, I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch or the chores that I need to do at home. And so this kind of makes sure that I'm zoned in.
In other words, a typical parishioner. Okay, fair enough. So the last time that you were there at Chris was there giving a sermon, let's do a little pop quiz. What notes did you take?
Oh my, you're really putting me on the spot, huh?
You're the one who put yourself on the spot. I'm taking notes so I can remember. Okay, what notes did you take? What do you remember?
Well, should I look back in my phone notes?
Well, that would mean you don't remember.
Yeah, that's why I take notes, silly goose. Man, he thinks he's going to get me.
Now, have you been across the street at this new bridge, this incredible facility? I don't even know what it's called. It's a cafe. It's a daycare center. It's a palace.
It's
unbelievable what this guy, Chris Figuretti, did.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Tell the listeners about that.
It's amazing. And also, you mentioned his parents having the apartments. He has apartments, too.
Oh, really?
He has houses that he leases out. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Because I learned that recently.
Okay.
So,
probably during a sermon.
Yeah. Honestly. But what opened first was the Newbridge Academy for Kids.
Yes.
And
it's
a daycare center, and they also allow like flexible hours. The first daycare center in the area that you don't have to go every single day of the week. If you just need someone Mondays, Wednesdays, they do that. And then what opened next is the NB Cafe, which is connected to it, but it's a little coffee shop.
Not little.
No.
NB stands for Newbridge.
Yeah.
And it's right there on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there. I met Chris and Rudy. Have you met Rudy?
Yes, I love Emily Rudy.
She is no nonsense, let me tell you. She is absolutely, you can just tell, hi, I'm Emily Rudy, I'm no nonsense. Oh, hi.
Yep.
I behaved. But that thing is actually quite big.
Yes.
I was surprised how much square footage they have there, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
God, is it beautiful. Jeez Louise.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
amazing. And then I teach dance at Dynamic Dance Force, and a lot of my kids. Oh, it's a dance studio on GCMP Road.
Really?
Yeah, they're in their fourth season, and this is my second year teaching there.
Really?
Yeah.
You teach kids dance?
Yeah. I can teach you, too, if you'd like.
No, I have no sense of musical rhythm.
Yeah, I don't want to sign myself up for that.
Yeah, that would not be good. I know my limitations. A man's got to know his limitations.
Yeah.
I really know my limitations.
So you wouldn't be on Dancing with the Ohio Valley Stars?
I would not be on Jeopardy or anything else either. I'm pretty much an idiot. No, I would never. Oh, you were on there.
Yes.
That's right. What happened with that? And who was your partner?
My partner was James Schulte. He's the curator at the Kruger Street Toy and Train Museum.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. So James he went to Wheeling Park High School and did musical theater. And he said that the Vineyard Church, he used to go there, they offered classes, dance classes when he was in high school, and he took the ballroom dance classes from them.
Really?
Yes. And so he honestly had great rhythm. It was so much fun. We got most entertaining award of the night.
That's great.
And our dance was like a train theme because he was the Toy and Train Museum curator.
What's a train theme?
So
dance?
I picked a song that was, it was called Party Train.
Yeah.
And so it had like train horns at the beginning.
Oh,
it was
great.
Just kind of like playing on the train theme. And so we got the Little Engine That Did award.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. That is great. Good.
Yes.
Is there some trick to teaching little kids how to dance?
Oh gosh, if there is, I'm trying to find it still.
Really?
But honestly, the best thing for my little mini classes, so that's like my 3 to 5 year olds, they have a very hard time paying attention. It's music. It's the songs. I've found this album for my little ballet class that tells them what to do through song. So instead of me telling them, I say, listen to the song, and it says, step to the side, toe behind, curtsy, curtsy. They love it.
That's great.
And they do it. They don't do it when I say it, but they do it when this lady in the song says it.
So I guess they don't really need you as a teacher,
I
then,
guess
do they?
Not.
No, apparently not. Jeez, okay. So what else is coming up with the Chamber of Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, so we have a business after hours tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's in collaboration with Holidays at Stifle Fine Arts Center in Wheeling.
On National Road?
Yeah. Yeah. So if anybody is interested in learning more about the chamber or meeting me, you should come. Can you come tomorrow, 5 to 7?
I've already met you.
Okay, perfect.
This is kind of what we're doing
here
right now.
You can meet so many other people, and there'll be food and drinks. It'll be a lot of fun.
How much?
$20.
You do know the
$20
price.
$20 a person.
This one, no, okay.
Yeah, we do business after hours all the time. Okay. So,
and how many people typically will be there?
Anywhere between 50 to 100.
That many?
Yeah, 100 for our bigger ones, maybe like 40 for our smaller ones.
Jeez, that's not a bad turnout.
No, it's amazing. And that's why it is so good for you. You meet so many people. And you kind of got to get out of your shell if you're an introvert and just kind of be extroverted for the night, because you can get gain so many connections and have a great time.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. What else do you have going on with the chamber?
Yeah. So leadership wheeling is something that we do every year. I went through it last year and it's kicking off in January. So I'm super excited for leadership wheeling. We're going to have a great cohort. So basically it's a 14-week program that is made to develop, number one, your leadership skills and how you are as a person in and outside of the office. And then number two, your knowledge and passion for the area. That's another reason I love wheeling. I've been around it. I've met so many people. The more people you meet, the more you fall in love with it. I'm telling you.
And the more words you learn, too. So there's that.
Yes.
Hey, Brooke, you've been a great guest. I appreciate it. I could listen to you all hour, which actually, now that I think about it, I have. I always give my guests the last word, hand you my microphone, essentially, and you get to say pretty much anything you want, but no cursing. No okay. Wheeling cursing.
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Brooke Anderson, Membership and Marketing Coordinator, Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. Brooke, my microphone is yours.
All right. Thank you all for having me and listening to anything I've said today. If you are interested in joining the Wheeling Area Chamber, we've had 153 people join this year alone. And I'd love to tell you about why. If you are a business owner or know a business owner, as the marketing coordinator, I would love to help your business grow and highlight you through the chamber. You can find us at wheelingchamber.com or on Facebook, Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. Please come to an event. Get out of your comfort zone. It's the best way to grow is by stepping out of your comfort zone. So come to an event, talk to me, and have an amazing week. Yeah, that's all.
That's great. Brooke Anderson, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for not cursing. Brooke Anderson, Membership and Marketing Coordinator, Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. You've been a very good sport. Thank you very much. We appreciate it greatly. And give my best to Kurt and to Ross and to everybody else there at the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And don't forget Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. We've got some great guests for you coming up later on this week, including, I think, Chris Figueretti and also No Nonsense Rudy. So we'll be talking with them about the New Bridge Cafe and the New Bridge Daycare Center. Thank you again. Have a great day.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.